The Bitcoin treasury boom is unwinding as companies and governments sell. For 2 years, the playbook was simple. Buy Bitcoin, put it on the balance sheet, watch the stock re-rate. Strategy, formerly MicroStrategy, made it fashionable. Metaplanet made it international. Dozens of smaller firms followed. Now the conveyor belt is running in reverse. Four separate entities, three public companies and one sovereign nation, have reduced their Bitcoin holdings in the past 2 weeks. The selling is not coordinated, but the timing tells a story about what happens when the accumulation thesis meets quarterly cash needs and a market stuck in fear. Riot Platforms sells for AI, not conviction. Riot Platforms, the second largest publicly traded Bitcoin miner, sold 500 BTC last Wednesday for approximately $34 million. That single transaction was part of a broader liquidation pattern. Riot has sold roughly $200 million worth of Bitcoin over the course of 2025 and into early 2026. The reason is not bearishness. Riot is funding a pivot into artificial intelligence and high-performance computing, a bet that its existing power infrastructure and data center capacity are worth more running GPUs than ASICs. Its Bitcoin stack has dropped from above 19,000 BTC to around 17,500 BTC. The market has not rewarded the strategy. Riot's stock is down significantly from its 2025 highs, caught between two narratives. It is no longer a pure play miner, but it is not yet an AI infrastructure company. Empiri Digital, down 75% and still selling. Empiri Digital, ticker EMPD, sold 370 BTC at an average price of 66,632, bringing in $24.7 million, said. The company still holds 2,189 BTC, but its stack has shrunk steadily from a peak around 4,000 BTC in July 2025. The more painful number is the stock. EMPD is down 75% from its all-time high of $15.80, a reminder that buying Bitcoin for the balance sheet does not guarantee the equity re-rating that Strategy achieved. Smaller firms lack the convertible debt machinery, the options market liquidity, and the brand recognition that make the Strategy model work at scale. For Empiri, selling BTC is now about servicing obligations, not about timing the market. Genius Group liquidates to zero. Genius Group, GNS, went further than trimming. It liquidated its entire Bitcoin position, selling a final tranche of 84 BTC and using the $8.5 million in proceeds for debt repayment. At its peak in March 2025, Genius Group held 440 BTC, from 440 to zero in 12 months. The company has paused its treasury building program, corporate language that usually means the program is dead until the balance sheet improves. Genius Group's experience is the clearest illustration of a pattern. Firms that copied the Strategy playbook without Strategy's financial engineering ended up forced sellers during exactly the kind of drawdown they were supposed to be holding through. Bhutan keeps trimming a sovereign stack. Bhutan's Gelefu Mindfulness City investment arm sold 375 BTC on March 30th, its latest in a string of sales that have reduced the country's holdings from above 13,000 BTC in October 2024 to roughly 10,000 BTC today. Total sales in 2026 alone, 3,103 BTC, worth approximately $152 million. Unlike the corporate sellers, Bhutan's motivation appears to be fiscal. The country is funding infrastructure in its special economic zone, and Bitcoin profits from its hydropower mining operation are one of the few liquid revenue streams available. 1.16 million BTC still sits on balance sheets. The selling is real, but context matters. Public Bitcoin treasury companies still hold around 164,800 BTC, representing more than 5% of Bitcoin's 21 million coin hard cap. Strategy alone accounts for over 500,000 of those coins and shows no signs of selling. Metaplanet recently crossed 40,000 BTC, making it the third largest corporate holder. The accumulation thesis is not broken, but it is being stress tested. As of April 2, 2026, Bitcoin trades at $66,420, down 3.2% in the past 24 hours. ETH is at $2,043, down 4.4%, and SOL sits at $79.22, down 5.0%. The Fear and Greed Index reads 27, squarely in fear territory. The firms selling now are the ones that lack the capital structure to survive a prolonged sideways market. They bought the thesis but could not afford the carrying cost. The firms still holding Strategy, Metaplanet, Marathon are the ones with convertible note programs, options premium income, or sovereign scale patience. That divide is the real story. The treasury boom is not over. It is just separating the firms that can actually execute it from the ones that borrowed the idea.